Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And my name is Rainbow.
And today we are talking about tattoos.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering, have you seen any really cool or really bad tattoos before?
Yes. Oh, so the cool tattoos I've seen are usually like some kind of cool sun design.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really fancy. And the bad tattoos I've seen are terrible Chinese characters on foreigners who don't know what they mean.
Right. Maybe you should research that a little bit more.
Maybe your tattoo artist played a joke on you or something.
Yeah, I think I've seen something like that happen.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has a really cool tattoo. It's a tattoo of some Greek gods, and it's really colorful.
Wow, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, and I've seen some pretty bad tattoos as well. I've seen a lot of people who, you know, got tattoos when they were like 16 or 18, and, you know, they just get a big butterfly across them somewhere, and yeah, then they get older and they're just like, oh, I wish I didn't have this butterfly, and you know, so stuff like that. But you know, like, getting a tattoo is a really, really big decision, and the first thing you should do before getting one is find something you really love and find a good artist who can make that come true. Today, as you can guess, we are talking about tattoos and the things you should consider before getting one. So let's get started.
Reading.
Should you get a tattoo? Are you considering getting a tattoo? If the answer is yes, you might already have a design and tattoo parlor picked out. However, how much do you know about the process of getting ink? During your first visit to a tattoo parlor, you'll discuss your design with your chosen artist. They might be able to make a stencil of it on the spot, if you want a small, simple tattoo. However, they'll likely need a few days for a larger, more complex one. After the stencil is finished, it's time to get in the chair. Your tattoo artist will clean your skin and shave it if necessary. When the area is ready, it's time to transfer the stencil. They'll follow the stencil's lines with a tattoo machine to make sure the design looks sharp. This machine uses tiny cups called ink caps that hold the needed colors. The machine's needles will deposit the colors deep into your skin to bring your tattoo to life.
Okay, so today's article starts out with a question. It says, are you considering getting a tattoo? Good question. When you consider something, this verb means you think carefully about something, especially a decision or choice that you have to make. So, for example, we could say Amber is considering cutting her hair really short, but I'm not sure she should. So Amber is trying to decide short hair, long hair, which one is good. So she's thinking about it.
And if you want to think about getting a tattoo and the answer is yes, you might already have a design and tattoo parlor picked out. Mm-hmm. So here we have the word tattoo parlor. When we talk about a parlor, we usually talk about a kind of private area outside, or it's kind of far away from the rest of the house. And you usually sit there and you can talk or have a drink, hang out.
Yeah, it's like a fancy living room.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Quiet. But when we talk about tattoo parlors, they're typically small rooms where professionals help people get their tattoos done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be a special chair in there where you can lie down or you can sit up or something that makes you comfortable. Lots of pictures on the wall of different tattoos you can get, that sort of thing. All right, well, let's continue on. We need to discuss what you should think about. And that article has a question that's going to lead us into that. It says, however, how much do you know about the process of getting ink? Okay, so a couple of things we should look at here. The first is the noun process. A process is the series of steps that you take when you do something. If you're doing something that takes 5 steps, all those steps together are considered the process. Now, applying for a visa to another country has a process. You have to fill out the form, collect all the things you need, visit the office, collect your visa, and other things. So all of those things together we can consider as a process. Here's another example. I need to get my driver's license. Do you know if that's a difficult process? Now, we talked about ink, the process of getting ink. Ink, we know, is kind of like the liquid, the colored liquid that you see in a pen, right? And that's basically what goes inside your body is ink. So when we use it in this way, getting ink, it's just another way of saying getting a tattoo. Sometimes we use ink to mean a tattoo.
Yeah, so it's like a casual way of saying, hey, I like your ink. Right. I like your tattoo.
Yeah.
So in the article, it continues to say, during your first visit to a tattoo parlor, you'll discuss your design with your chosen artist.
Okay.
Oh, so here we have the word artist. Mm-hmm. Now, usually when we talk about art or an artist, we're talking about a painting or someone who makes a sculpture that is a sculpture artist or a painting. But let's have an example here that would be Takashi Murakami. He's one of my favorite Japanese artists, and he does a lot of paintings with dragons, and it kind of looks like cartoon or anime. So I've seen him at a museum in New York, and he's really, really cool. But when we're talking about a tattoo artist, we're talking about the person that draws the tattoo design, talks to you about it, and then spends a couple of hours getting the ink on your body. And we call that person the tattoo artist.
Yeah, it's like they're drawing on your skin.
Yeah.
Okay, so a tattoo artist has a lot of things to do, but here's what they might do if you're going into a tattoo parlor to talk to them about. It says here, they might be able to make a stencil of it on the spot if you want a small, simple tattoo. Now, when you are able to do something, this phrase means that it's possible for you to do something. It's another way of saying you can do something. So what we're saying here is the artist can kind of sit down and draw a small little picture for you if it's just a small one that you want. As another example, we could say, are you able to make dinner tonight? I'm really tired and I just want to rest. Or we could just say, can you make dinner tonight?
And I would say, sure, I'll make dinner for you.
Great.
And in the sentence, Aaron mentioned that you can make a stencil if you want to have a small, simple tattoo. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about a stencil, it's something that goes on as kind of an outline. It's usually made from plastic or metal. And there's a pattern that is put onto your skin, and then you apply the ink on it. So for example, if I wanted to get a tattoo of the Superman logo, you know, it's really structured. Mm-hmm. It has clear edges. So I would really want to use a stencil so that the design can look perfect.
Right. So it kind of draws the straight lines for you, I
guess.
Yeah,
exactly.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, so we said that a tattoo artist might be able to do this on the spot if you are getting a small tattoo. Now, if you do something on the spot, you do something immediately. Now, this is sometimes used to show that you do something without thinking about it too carefully even. So maybe if you just say, oh, hey, there's a tattoo shop. I've always wanted to get a flower tattoo. Why don't I go in there?
Wow.
You know, that's not really thinking about it, but if you say, yeah, sure, let's do it right now, maybe you should think about it a little bit more and not be so on the spot. Now, here's an example. The boss fired Otto on the spot after he caught him looking at private papers in her office.
Ooh, that's
not
bad.
Good. Yeah.
Probably a good idea that he was fired on the spot.
Right.
All right, and then the article goes on to say, however, they'll likely need a few days for a larger, more complex one. Mm. So the one is talking about the stencil, and here it says that the stencil is a bit more complex. So complex is an adjective, and it's kind of like the word complicated. So when something is more complex compared to something else, that means that it's more complicated, more difficult, maybe the pattern is a little bit harder to draw. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the more complicated stencil just means that it's a little bit more difficult to draw, so takes a little bit longer.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, even if it's just a simple one, it's a good idea to maybe take your stencil home, look at it for a little while, you know, just do all the thinking before you get the tattoos. But yeah, especially with a complex one, because if it's bigger, it's going to be on a larger part of your body. It might be more difficult to draw, so you kind of want to see it first, that sort of thing, make sure it's good. All right, so after the stencil is finished, what's going to happen? Here in the article, it says, it's time to get in the chair. All right, I hope you're ready. You've got your tattoo artist, you've got your ink, you've got your stencil. It's time to get going.
Sounds kind of scary. Mm-hmm. So the next step here, it says that your tattoo artist will clean your skin and shave it if necessary. Mm. So here we have the verb shave.
Right.
So when you shave, it means you take a blade and you remove the hair from your skin. Mm-hmm. So some people have hairy arms or hairy legs. This makes it a bit difficult to get that ink onto the skin. So first they get rid of the hair, and then it's easier to just get the ink on. There's nothing in the way. So
right.
Here's an example. So in America, as a habit, most people will shave. They shave their armpits, which means under their arms. Mm-hmm. While in Asia, I've seen that some people don't have that habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's different all around the world. And like, men can shave their faces too. But in Taiwan, you don't see that. Or you see most men without, like, beards and stuff like that. But in North America, I know that, like, most or some men don't shave at all. They just grow really long beards. So, yeah, just a different thing all over the world. Okay, so we also saw the tattoo artist will clean your skin and shave it if necessary. Now, this adjective, necessary, is something you need to have or you need to do, usually because there will be a problem if you don't have it or do it. Now, if you have a lot of hair, the hair could get in the way of the artist's needle. And so you don't want to get a tattoo in a very hairy spot, because if the needle gets caught in the hair, it's going to be very, very painful. Now here, we use the phrase, if necessary, when we're not exactly sure that something is needed, but are assuming it could be needed. So maybe you don't have a lot of hair in the place where you're getting your tattoo, so you don't need to be shaved. It's only if necessary. Now here's an example. How are you getting home from school? I will pick you up if necessary.
So then the article continues to say, when the area is ready, it's time to transfer the stencil. So here we have a verb which is used to describe what we're doing with the stencil, and that's to transfer it. So here we have the prefix trans, T-R-A-N-S, that means to move. Some other words are like transmit, transportation, transport. So transfer means to move something from one place to another. So in this case, we're moving the pattern of the stencil onto the skin, mm-hmm. so that we can then get some ink on it.
Okay, and getting ready now. So what's going to happen next? You've got the stencil on your skin, or the pattern of the stencil on your skin. Here in the article it says, they'll follow the stencil's lines with a tattoo machine to make sure the design looks sharp. Now, we had a grammar pattern in that sentence, and let's talk about that now. We used a sense verb in that sentence, look, and then we followed it with an adjective. We said, look sharp. So, we often follow a sense verb like taste, feel, smell, look, and sound with an adjective, or with like plus noun. Here are a couple of examples. These ones are with adjectives. This food smells bad. So that means You don't want to smell it. It doesn't smell very good. That noise sounds scary. So we have sound and scary. Here's one with a couple, or here are a couple with noun examples. This toy feels like a soft pillow. So we have our sense verb feel, then we have like, then we have the noun, a soft pillow. And we have another example here. This candy tastes like strawberries. I love candy that tastes like strawberries. So we have the sense verb taste, then we have like, then we have the noun strawberry.
All right, so after that, the article continues to say, this machine uses tiny cups called ink caps that hold the needed colors.
Okay, so this little machine, I guess it does look like a needle. It's got a really long, sharp needle on the end of it, and that goes in your skin. But inside the machine, I guess it has the cups of ink.
Yeah.
And then like you turn it on, it makes a bzzz noise, and you turn it on, and you put it in your skin, and then it draws.
Magic.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going to happen? It says the machine's needles will deposit the colors deep into your skin to bring your tattoo to life. Now, when you deposit something, this verb means you leave something somewhere. For example, the tattoo artist is leaving the ink in your skin. You can't get it back out. Or you can deposit or leave your money in a bank. So with a bank, you can take that money out. But with a tattoo, you can't take the ink out. But you do leave it there.
Yeah. And if you go to the ATM, you can see there's like a button for withdrawal or deposit.
Right.
So deposit means you're putting money into the bank.
Yeah.
And then next we have this phrase called bringing something to life. So we're going to use the colors to bring the tattoo to life. So what does that mean? If you want to bring something to life, it kind of means you're going to make it alive. You're going to make it move. You're going to make it interesting. So for example, an artist can draw something in black and white sketch, and it could be really beautiful. But then maybe the next time we see that painting, we can look at it and say, she really brought it to life with the watercolors. So now it looks like everything's moving.
And as an added bonus, that is today's shortcut for you phrase. So on top of Rainbow's excellent explanation of it, we are going to hear a bit more about it now. So stay tuned. We'll be back after the shortcut for you for our For You chat.
Shortcut for you.
What have you got there, Pat?
It's a storybook for my brother's children. I'm going to post it to him.
Can I see?
Sure, take a look.
Wow, these pictures are really great.
Yes, they help bring the story to life.
So, it was dead before?
Of course not. To bring something to life means to make something more exciting or interesting.
Why didn't you say so the first time? Bring something to life means 使某事物生动有趣。
Well, you understand it now. So, if you'll excuse me, I need to head to the post office.
Wait, I haven't finished reading the story yet.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to our For You chat. Our question today is, what kind of tattoo designs do you think look the best? Which look the worst and why?
Well, I think the best tattoo designs are the ones that are simple and meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of friends who have really simple designs like the peace sign or the yin-yang or a star. I think it could be really elegant. The worst ones are probably ones I've seen which are, they don't really make a lot of sense to me. A face tattoo or a head tattoo. Like, I'm not really sure what kinds of occasions they would be suitable for.
Yeah.
So that would probably not be the best ones I would choose. What about you?
Well, I think to me the best tattoos I've seen are kind of like a watercolor tattoo. So they're very colorful, but they don't have like strong lines. It's kind of like you're painting with watercolor paints sort of thing. Those are my favorites, at least. The ones that look the worst, I feel like tattoos that kind of have a very strong cultural meaning, where the person doesn't really belong to that culture, are probably the worst. So you gave a good example earlier, the ones where if you're not Taiwanese or Chinese, but you're getting a Chinese character, or if you're getting a Japanese character or something, you know, it's like, maybe if you've spent a lot of time there and, like, you really have a connection to that culture, okay. But, like, you see a lot of people with, like, the armbands around your arm that kind of is like a tribal, like it has to do with a tribe, but you're not really in a tribe sort of thing, something like that. But there are lots of different kind of designs out there. We can't talk about them all today, even though we probably could. But we are going to say goodbye for today. We'll be back again tomorrow with more advice about getting tattoos. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Should you get a tattoo? Are you considering getting a tattoo? If the answer is yes, you might already have a design and tattoo parlor picked out. However, how much do you know about the process of getting ink? During your first visit to a tattoo parlor, you'll discuss your design with your chosen artist. They might be able to make a stencil of it on the spot, if you want a small, simple tattoo. However, they'll likely need a few days for a larger, more complex one. After the stencil is finished, it's time to get in the chair. Your tattoo artist will clean your skin and shave it if necessary. When the area is ready, it's time to transfer the stencil. They'll follow the stencil's lines with a tattoo machine to make sure the design looks sharp. This machine uses tiny cups called ink caps that hold the needed colors. The machine's needles will deposit the colors deep into your skin to bring your tattoo to life.
Vocabulary review. Consider. After considering the problem for a while, we began discussing a plan. Process. Designing a new computer is a difficult process that requires lots of time. Artist. Monet is my favorite artist. I just love his paintings of water lilies. Complex. This music is very complex, so be sure to carefully practice playing it. Shave. John's girlfriend ordered him to shave off his beard. Necessary. It's not necessary for foreigners to speak Chinese in Taiwan, but it's very useful.